نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him before after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. And I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today, inshallah, I welcome you here in Masjid al-Muslimin at Columbia, South Carolina, for our 11th class from Sharh and Explanation of Book Bulugh al-Maram. And today, which is the 9th of al-Muharram, for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to Tuesday, 5th of May 1998. And we continue in our classes from book Bulugh al-Maram, which is the book written by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani rahimahullah. And this book, which is dealing with the attainment of the objective, and deals with the rules and regulations concerning fiqh issues. And today, inshallah, we're starting a new chapter. And for those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective, they should open for chapter number 7, which deals with the mannerism or the manner of answering the call of nature. And this in page number 40, inshallah. And we starting with hadith number 77, chapter 7, page number 40, hadith number 77, babu آداب قضاء الحاجة. عن أنس ابن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل الخلاء وضع خاتمه، أخرجه الأربعة وهو معلول. أجين عن أنس ابن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل الخلاء وضع خاتمه، أخرجه الأربعة وهو معلول. نيريتد أنس ابن مالك من الله ببليزوز هم that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remove his ring when entering the bathroom or the toilet. This reported by Al-Arba'a, which is Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nisa'i and Ibn Majah. And this hadith is ma'lul, has illah, has a problem, it has a defect. We talking today concerning adab, qada al-haja. And this shows us the importance of this deen. This deen, if it's not a deen from Allah, at least it is something good for the human being to live by. This is a wise word that has been said by a person. He said, if this religion, this wise man say, if this religion of Islam is not a legislation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least it is something good for the human being to live by. There is nothing in this deen except, there is nothing that a human being need in this life except he found the deen al-Islam is talking about it, showing you the proper way of using things and the proper way to gain the benefit of everything. So alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah. And you found that say adab qada al-haja, the behavior, the discipline, the manner, the proper way, the proper behavior of using the bathroom. And this shows you how this deen, how this religion, that it didn't come to teach you only about your relationship with Allah, how to pray and how to fast. It tells you even about the way how to use the bathroom. It shows you that this religion was so concerned about everything in your life. Are you there? Okay. It shows you that this deen teaches you everything that you need in this life, even the things that people look to it to be something minor. Alaykum salam. They see it or look to it to be something is not major things in their life. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us about the bathroom and how to use the bathroom, do you think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will neglect something more important? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the lowest or the smallest issue in your life, which even how to use the bathroom. Do you think the Prophet of Allah would neglect teaching you how to get closer to Allah, how to be the best Abdullah and the best Amatullah? Because this is one of the serious problems of the people who deviate from Islam. One of the main serious problem of those people who deviated from the minhaj and the sunnah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one of the cause that caused some people to invent in the deen of Allah, because they come with this notion that we want to be closer to Allah, we want to be good Muslims. If you want to be a good Muslim, all what you need to be a follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. Is no need for you to invent, is no need for you to come with something new. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it didn't neglect the smallest issue in Al-Islam, how he can neglect something which is greater or more important than the bathroom, which is your relationship to Allah, and how you can be Abdullah, and how you get closer to Allah. And this is the whole seriousness and the whole problem of the Sufis. The Sufis and the deviators, those people who deviated from the deen of Islam, they start to invent and to add and exercise their mind to find a different ways how to make dhikr, how to elevate yourself, and how to profile your soul. And they came with all these ideas about how to be a good Muslim. But this chapter we're dealing with, which is that one, how to use the bathroom, it shows you how the Prophet ﷺ was so concerned about everything in our life, even how to answer the call of nature, how to clean yourself. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ taught us everything. He didn't neglect anything. For anybody who leaves the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, they have no excuse. For somebody to deviate from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have no reason. And for such reason that you find in the day of the judgment, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, يُؤْخَذُ بِأُنَاسٍ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, that some people will be driven to the left side in the day of the judgment. I will shout and cry and say, oh Allah, this is my people, this is my nation. The angels will say, you don't know what they had changed after you. That means after you die, Muhammad, after your death, you didn't see them. You are not witness. You didn't see what they did. They changed. They deviate. They brought something different in this deen. You see? So the safety, so the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the ark of Noah. The ark of Noah. Those believers who got in the ark, they've been saved. And those people who did not get in the ark, they drowned. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ark. The one who get into it, the one who will ride, he will be saved from being drowning in all this darkness and all this innovation and all this misunderstanding. So this chapter, I was so concerned to give this a small introduction to pay attention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us about what you may consider small things in Islam, or something that is not necessary really to read about it. But why is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us about it? So that we have no excuse to neglect anything. Everything in the Quran, everything in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qada al haja, okay, qada, the word qada, to fulfill or to do or to finish or to carry out. Al haja is the need, okay? Because, and this is what you call it in English, to answer the call of nature, okay? To relieve yourself, okay? Because it's haja, is a need, is necessity, that you have to remove it, you have to answer it, you have to take care of it. This is what you call qada al-haja. Al-haja, which is necessity or needs or something demand that you have to take care of. And the adab is the plural of adab, which is the manner and the proper way of doing things. So bab is shatr. Adab is plural of the word adab, which is behavior and discipline and the proper way to act towards certain things. Qada is to finish or to carry out or to do something, okay? Al-haja is the necessity. And talking about al-haja, that means using the bathroom, okay, answering the call of nature, because this is haja, is necessity. You could not do without it. You have to do it. This hadith, which reported by Anas, which is the khadim and the servant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with him, he is reporting this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha dakhal al-khala wada khatima. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a ring. Alaykum assalam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a ring, and the ring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be made out of silver. Okay? And the reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a ring, because it's been recommended to him that when he used to send a letter to the kings and the governors, that they did not get to use to accept a letter except like it has a seal on it, like a notary. Okay? So they told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people, they did not acknowledge things until it has something like this. And as we understand, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a person that could not read or write. Not that he was dumb, but he was illiterate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was clever, but Allah made him to be illiterate, to be a mu'jiza, to be a miracle. How a person could not read and write can record this Quran, how he can memorize this Quran, how he can say this Quran, how he can convey this Quran, and he's a person who could not copy it from anybody else because he could not read or write. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a result of this, he took what? A ring. So what is the ring for? That it has a seal in the top of it. So he used it as a ring to be with him all the time. And when he dictates a message, when the people write this letter for him, he will take his ring and will stamp it. Okay? And the ring was written on it what? Muhammad Rasulullah. Alright? So this was the seal, the notary seal for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So this hadith says that when the Prophet used to go to Al-Khala, where the Khala means an empty space, okay, which means the bathroom, because this place you go by yourself, okay, you be there by yourself, or that this is a place you only visited when you need, and after this place became empty, alright? So Khala means an empty place. Alright, and this, the word al-khala refer to what? To the bathroom, regardless if using in the desert, in a space outside, or in your house, you call it al-khala. Alright, because after using the place, nobody sits there, nobody goes there, you understand? So it stay empty. And this is the reason we call it what? Al-khala, the empty place or space. So the hadith is supposed to be saying that when he used to enter the khala, he used to remove the ring. But this hadith has a defect, although that he says that al-arba'a, that means the four books from the six authentic books had referred to this hadith or recorded this hadith. So this hadith in the collection of al-Imam Abu Dawood, what, Tirmidhi, and the Nisa'i, and Ibn Majah, and also in Sunan al-Bayhaqi. Okay? But this is let you know that is not every hadith, because they record it in Abu Dawood or al-Tirmidhi or al-Nisa'i, that the hadith will be authentic. Okay? So the hadith can be in al-Nisa'i or al-Tirmidhi or Abu Dawood or al-Bayhaqi, but the hadith can be what? Weak. Defect. Alright? So you could not say, oh, the hadith in Abu Dawood. So what? Alright? There is more than 1,000 hadith weak in Sunan of Abu Dawood. So we have to be careful, alright? So this hadith has a problem, has a defect. Therefore, we could not use it. We could not use it. Alright? And in actuality, the hadith was supposed to prove a point, which is that you are not supposed to carry anything with you has the name of Allah. Because the ring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have what? Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So it says that the Prophet, when he used to enter the bathroom, he removed it because it has the name of Allah in it. But the hadith is what? Munkar. This hadith is da'if. It has defect in it. And in actuality, my dear respected brothers and sisters, I don't see too much difference between something has the name of Allah on it, or that you wear it, or something that in your pocket, or that the Quran in your chest. Because what about a person who has Surah Al-Baqarah by memory is in his heart, and he's going to go to the bathroom? The Quran is in his heart, the Quran in his mind. You see? Because the Quran in actuality is not only the piece of paper. The Quran is what he's saying. This is the Quran. You understand what I mean? This is nothing except paper. And now go to the printer and now comes to be a Quran. So this not the Quran, this was, it contains the Quran. But the Quran is what he's saying. Okay? Like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now I'm saying Quran. Okay? So now you have the Quran inside your heart, but you still what? Go to the bathroom. Okay? So this hadith is munkar, is weak. It could not be used for evidence for this point. So we don't have anything to prohibit this matter. Okay, or to make that a person committing haram by having something has name of Allah in it and he enters the bathroom. The second hadith, which is hadith number 78, وعنه, that means is reported by the same person, which is Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل الخلاء قال اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. أخرجه السبعة. Again. وعنه أي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل الخلاء قال اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. أخرجه السبعة. Narrated from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on entering the bathroom used to say اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the devils, males and females. This hadith is in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and also Muslim and Sunan al-Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Nisa'i wa Ibn Majah. And this is the reason he said what? Akhrajahu al-Sab'a. That means in the seven books. Okay, this is what he referred by saying أخرجه السبعة, reported by السبعة means the seven, which is Bukhari, Muslim, Ahmad, Al-Tirmidhi, Wal-Nisa'i, Wabni Majah. Okay? And Abu Dawood. This is seven. Okay? So the hadith is authentic. And that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا دخل الخلاء. That means when he intend to enter the khala, the bathroom, okay? Before he enter, before he step in, before he go, he will utter this dua. Allahumma, which means, O Allah, inni, indeed, I, a'udhu, I seek refuge, bika, in thee, men from al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Al-khubth, which is the male الشيطان. Okay, which is the male shaitan, and الخبائث is the female shaitan, and الخبث is the plural جمع for خبيث. Okay, filthy, dirty, nasty, and this is the male shaitan. الخبائث is also جمع plural, and the single is خبيثة. Okay, and means the female shaitan. This hadith teaches us seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making zikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you enter the bathroom. And also this is teaches us something about the unseen, because these things, the shaitan, the devil, these things we have no knowledge about them without information from Allah or His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we understand that the maskan and the house or the apartment or the dwelling places of the shaitan is this filthy and dirty places. This is one thing. This is their house. This is where they love to be. Alright? Secondly, we understand also from this hadith that among the shaitan there is male and female. Okay? Because they multiply. They what? Multiply. I don't know if they married or they have a boyfriend and girlfriend, but they multiply. And we understand that hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when one of you comes to his family, I mean comes to his wife, and he utters the dua, or otherwise that the shaitan attends son of Adam activities, everything. Everything son of Adam do it, the shaitan comes. When you eat, when you drink, when you go to your house, when you go to sleep, he's sharing everything with you. And you're stopping him by what? By remembering Allah. That when you enter your house, you remember Allah. Before you have intercourse with your wife, you say the dua. Okay? So the unseen, we don't guess about it, but we get the information from the Quran or the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we're learning from this hadith that there is a male and female shaitan. Okay? And the person also have to seek refuge, and seek refuge could not be in anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one able and capable to defeat this unseen shaitans, and the only one capable and able to protect you. And also this is the practice and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we should learn it and teach it to our kids, that they learn what to say before they enter the bathroom. Again, say what? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Again, Allahumma inni أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. Okay. Hadith number 79, page number 41 from book Bulugh al-Maram. وَعَنْهُ, that means from Anas also, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل الخلاء فأحمل أنا وغلام نحوي أداوة من ماء وعنزة فيستنجي بالماء. متفق عليه. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل الخلاء فأحمل أنا وغلام نحوي أداوة من ماء وعنزة أداوة من ماء وعنزة فيستنجي بالماء. متفق عليه. Narrated by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, whenever Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the bathroom, a servant and I used to carry a skin water container and spear, and he would cleanse himself with the water. Agreed upon. That mean Al-Bukhari and Muslim. As we understand that Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, used to be the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he narrated to us many things about the lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which a lot of other companions could not even be exposed to it or know about it. And one of these things, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to answer the call of nature. So he say, myself and another young boy, okay, which is about my age, we used to be in the servant of serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we used to carry, and some say that this used to be Jabir ibn Abdullah, some they said they used to be Abu Huraira, Allah knows best, okay? And they used to carry these things, which is something like a water bag or a container made out of skin, and they used to use it to fill it with water, okay? And anza, which is a small stick with pointy ends, okay? And that the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to make istinja with the water, okay? He used to make what? Istinja with the water. And the istinja, that means to wash the private parts using this water, regardless of the front or the back, regardless if the person urine or he defecate, okay? All this, you understand, the washing with the water. So what is the stick actually was? Because we understand in the beginning they used to have al-khala, they go in an empty open area, like a field, okay? So this anza, or this small stick, it used to be something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use it, like to stick it in the ground, okay? And this is the reason we say that it's pointy, that he can dig it or push it down in the ground will stick. And he will use the other side, like you take in your shirt or you take your turban, your kameez, whatever it is, and you throw it in it to be like a sutra, like a curtain, like something to cover you, because you are not supposed to be exposed in front of the people, right? Especially the private parts, from the navel to the knee for the man, okay? So this anza, or this small step, we used to be a method or a tool the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use it to throw something on it to be like a shield or to shelter him from anybody to see him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this also to teach us the manner of using the bathroom, that we're supposed not to expose, okay, ourselves to the people while we're using the bathroom, And as I said, because that time that was no bathroom and things like this. But alhamdulillah, now became bathrooms and things like this. But you know, it's still the problem, because the more the people get more sophisticated for their technology and these things, the more they go backwards in their manner. Okay? So people, they think that the old days and people in Africa or people living in the, what you call this, let me change Africa before somebody jump me now. People living in the forest, okay? They have little bit clothes and things like this, because it's like backwards people. But look to the modern life nowadays, the more people get more in technology and more in this, and they think this civilization, they start taking off their clothes, and the more the dress is short, the more that the woman feels that she have a freedom. So in actuality, they get more advanced in technology, but they go backwards in their manner and their behavior and their discipline. Okay, the same thing look about the bathrooms. Now the more materials that we have and all these things, now you find in some places, like when you go to the rest area or you go in like different places, like supposed to be like it's so modern now, it's so civilized, and now you find like bathrooms with no curtains, or like some places people taking showers, like maybe you go in a police station, what? Okay, thank you. Okay. Or you go in where maybe exercise or a police or whatever different place, they found people taking showers like this, nothing, okay, except a shower. But this people going shows you that people going backwards, because the more that you get away from the deen of Allah, the more that you get closer to the manner of baha'im and animals and act like donkeys. So the mannerism and the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to make istitar, okay, that he used to cover himself or shield himself when he used to use the bathroom sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next hadith, which is hadith number 80, reported by Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khudh al-adawa فانطلق حتى توارى عني فقضى حاجته. متفق عليه. عن المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خذ الأداوة أو الإداوة فانطلق حتى توارى عني فقضى حاجته. متفق عليه. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the authority of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba, told me, that means the Prophet said to Al-Mughira, take the skin water container. He then went forward till he disappeared from me and relieved himself, which is the same meaning that we just was talking about, the necessity of covering yourself and sheltering yourself from everybody that is not supposed to see you, okay? So the Prophet ﷺ told this man, which he was helping him or assisting him, and this shows you also the permissibility of using assistance, okay? But when to come to a certain place or a certain action, now this assistant have to be stopped if the person doesn't need this assistant. Walaikum salam. Okay? So this person was carrying the water for him, carrying the container and all these things, but comes in a certain time and certain place, he said, okay, you stop here, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam go about his business until nobody can see him, and after this use the bathroom. And this hadith muttafaqun alayh, which is that mean agreed, that reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. next hadith, which hadith number 81. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا اللاعنين الذي يتخلى في طريق الناس أو في ظلهم. رواه مسلم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا اللاعنين الذي يتخلى في طريق الناس أو في ظلهم. رواه مسلم. This hadith number 81, page number 41, narrated from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, safeguard yourself from the two matters which cause a cursing that befalls the one who relieves himself on people's bad ways and under the shades. Okay, this hadith which reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, may Allah be pleased with him, telling us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that avoid and safeguard and protect yourself from being a cause, the people send a curse in you. Okay? Because such action, when you do it, will be a disturbance for the people, and as a result of this, the people, that they may curse you. One is a person which will defecate in the way or the road that the people go back and forth, travel the road, certain street, or like what you call it, a shortcut. So it became like a usual place for people to take the shortcut. Okay? Even if it's not shortcut, you know, when people keep going and coming, now became almost like a bath. So people, they try always to see where people always walk, because it's much easier, okay, and more solid under their feet to walk. So when somebody go and use a bathroom in this area, and somebody will be stepping by accident, okay, because it's dark, as example, and he step in somebody's whatever, now a person may curse the person who did it. Also, you go in a shade area under a tree, as example, now it may be comfortable for you to relieve yourself, but you forgot about the other people, because when it gets hot and almost lunch hour, people will be looking for a shade area, or like what, as example, what you see nowadays, you do what, rest area, as example, okay, that the people will stop to be under the shade. So when you go and defecate in a place like this, and you make the place smell bad, and flies coming there, and maybe be evil, okay, so this will cause the curse of the people, and maybe even this curse will be accepted, because means that they asking Allah to curse you, to put his punishment in you, that it may happen to you, but you have called it in yourself by doing this thing that is not supposed to do, to be done. This shows us that disturbance for the Muslims by any means is not supposed to be done. You are not supposed to disturb the Muslims by any means. And we understand that part of al-Iman, part of the al-Iman, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, that Iman is what? 70 some branches. Okay? Like many branch, many degree, Iman, faith. And he said that the highest of it is what? The saying or the uttering of La ilaha illallah, to testify to the unity of Allah. The lowest of it is what? Removing obstacles or hardship from the way of the Muslim. So your mission as a Muslim, to remove the difficulty from the Muslim's way, not to be a cause of putting problems in the people's way. You see, the mission of the Muslim is to what? Is to make things easy on other Muslims, and for him to be concerned about the other Muslims. And as a result of being concerned, what you do when you see something, it may hurt or cause problem for them, what you're going to do? You will bend down and pick it up. You see a nail, okay, somebody's driveway, say, okay, here's not your driveway, but you say, maybe while they're driving out, they will get a flat tire. For you to go to pick up this nail out of the people's driveway, this shows that you have faith in your heart. You see? So now, can you imagine a Muslim, instead of removing the difficulty from the way of the Muslim, he will go and defecate in the place which is you go to rest or walk. Now, it's not going to be blame on somebody who cares, a person who did this. Alright? And from this we understand that it's forbidden for us to do something annoying to the people in this manner, especially in the shaded area and their bath. And if a person that curse other person as a result of what he did, the person who cares is not blaming him. Okay? The next hadith, inshallah, jazakallah khairan for waiting. The next hadith, which hadith number 81, this in collection of Abu Dawood, there is the addition from Mu'adh, he said, wal mawarid. Okay, wal mawarid, narrated Mu'adh that he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, guard against the three things which cause curse: defecating at the watering places, and qari'at al-tariq wa al-dhil. So in this, there is addition which he added in this narration is what? The source of the water. Okay, but he referred to it in this book in page number 42 to be weak. Okay, that means there is a weakness in it.